Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number 16. We're so glad that you're here. It's an honor for Janelle and I to be able to serve you this way. Today, we are chatting about a call to what?
To persevere in virtue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Sister Lucia quotes Our Lady entering into this topic from September 13th, 1917.
Continue to pray the rosary in order to obtain the end of the war. Sister Lucia says that obviously Our Lady is referring to the First World War, but that this can also be relevant to the fact that there are many wars raging on around us. The war against the devil, which she says is real. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of people who are trying to convince us otherwise. And then the war against the world, the culture, and then the war against our own flesh.
Mm-hmm. And for peace to be found, she says, pray the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to persevere. The title is kind of interesting for this chapter. It's the perseverance in virtue.
Right. Though she doesn't make reference to much any of the other virtues. Yes, though right. Perseverance in itself is a virtue. And I think in order for us to achieve any virtue, we need to persevere in it. Like a muscle that needs to be worked. We need to exercise it. So we can't give up.
Well, what is a virtue?
A virtue is a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. It allows the person not only to perform good acts, but to give the best of himself.
So you acquire your habits.
Mm-hmm.
You're not built with the habit of prayerfulness, for example.
Right.
You have to acquire it. So you got to work at it. And then once you have the habit, let's say, of prayerfulness, it's easier to pray.
Yes. And so I think if someone's like, oh, this isn't fun, or, oh, I don't really like this, or this isn't coming naturally to me. Well, that's really normal.
Yeah.
It's very normal. And it's to be expected.
Because we have something within us called concupiscence. That is the tendency to sin. It's the result of the fall. So we don't naturally want to pray. We don't naturally tend ourselves towards the good.
Right. Or want to be patient or, you know, even kind. Like, it's just easier to just like...
Selfishness comes easier for me. I don't know about you.
Like, I'm feeling like even just right before this, I was tending towards more vice than virtue, and I can see.
We had a war in the home with the kids, you know, just being a parent. Mm-hmm. They've got these little wars all the time. How are we to triumph in the way Jesus wants us to? We have to say, well, according to Sister Lucia, the rosary.
Right.
God said to the serpent, I will put enmities between thee and the woman, thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head. I don't know. You got serpents in your life that need crushing. We do. We're just trying to raise our family in the faith. And it's those little things that tend to steal our peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we want victory and we want to persevere daily, then we have to ask for perseverance daily.
Mm-hmm.
St. Alphonsus teaches, it is not enough to ask the grace of perseverance once or a few times. We ought always to ask it every day till our death, if we wish to obtain it. St. Bellarmine writes, it must be asked day by day, that it may be obtained day by day.
So daily perseverance is obtained by those who ask for it daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if we're not going to pray and ask for the gift of perseverance, we shouldn't expect it to rise in our life.
Right.
Because it naturally does not come to us.
Right. Yeah. And even the fact, like, she makes reference to the narrow road. Like, the narrow road's not the easy road. There's going to be a lot of challenges that are going to require tons of discipline. To stay on a narrow path requires discipline. And so I just think, like, that's the road that leads to God. That's the road I want to be on.
I have been on some narrow roads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of, I was speaking in the United States and I had a chance to go to Moab, Utah, to go mountain biking with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on this trail. It's called the Whole Enchilada. It's 7 hours downhill and you're riding on this little trail and there's a massive drop right beside you. It was incredible. You're just driving, riding this bike down a mountain. It just drops before you. It's a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
It takes discipline. It takes full attention. I was not daydreaming during that trip down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was dangerous. Even more dangerous in one sense is life.
Because we're not just talking about falling off a cliff, although I think you would have been disappointed.
Yeah.
We're talking about eternal salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between heaven and hell. Sister Lucia is absolutely clear on these two realities.
Yeah, and she brings it up, like, pretty much every chapter. We're revisiting these same concepts because they're that important.
Yeah. And why repeat the same things over and over and over again? Because the world's going to tell us something different over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So we need to be reminded of the truth over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
There's heaven. There's hell. And we're going to be in either one of those two places. And Sister Lucia is saying, you got to pray the rosary daily to persevere daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how we start sharing and none of this is in our notes.
That's okay. Just trust that this is what God
but
wants.
This is our heart, friends. And so really, are you saying the rosary daily? It's something that we've eased into in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference, wouldn't you say?
Big time. And like if you're feeling discouraged, because I know some people might feel like, oh, but I forgot to do it yesterday. And then, you know, people start feeling really guilty. You know, I think that it's just important to pick ourselves back up and to start again. You know, we're not going to be perfect. And the thing is, in order to build that habit, it's all about doing it again, you know. And once you do it one day, you do it again the next day and the next day. And if you miss like a few days, get back on that train. Like, don't give up.
So quickly, one thought on Mary as we wrap up here. Remember, it's daily perseverance. Think about that Hail Mary. We say, pray for us sinners now. And at the hour of our death, amen. But now, pray for me now. And remember the Our Father? Give us this day our daily bread. Not next week's bread. This day.
Mm-hmm.
It is this day that God wants to work in your life. Seek the grace and you will get the grace.
Remember Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
And he continues to say, ask, knock, seek. Why does he tell us to do that? Because he wants us to ask.
Mm-hmm.
He could just give us the grace. But there's something about us humbling ourselves before God when we ask. We're like, hey, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Daily perseverance is granted to those who ask for it. So let's ask for it, my friends. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Would you like to spread the message of Our Lady of Fatima? It's simple. Just share this video with others.
And to get all our regular scheduled videos emailed to you, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and sign up. God bless, friends.